to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If this is your first time listening to this show, Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group. We teach people to purchase real estate assets, primarily single-family homes, and yes, we do buy apartment communities. And in purchasing these assets, we create cash flow for ourselves. And ultimately, we buy our life back one chunk at a time. One house, $400 a month. Two houses, $800 a month. And so on. And we can compound this cash flow until eventually this cash flow meets or exceeds what we earn at the job, the W-2 income. And when that happens, you have a choice to make, my friends. You can continue to work on your terms if you'd like, or you can walk away, real estate retired, because you're financially free. Because if your reoccurring income from investing in rental assets is greater than your W-2 income, your work income, do you need to go to work? And the answer is not if you don't want to. I'm an investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm in several deals, and I'm a partner in over 2,700 doors of rental real estate. And I learned how to do that from Lifestyles Unlimited. If you have any questions for me, I'm here to help you out. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. In fact, my plan was to devote the entirety of today's show to emails from our recent listeners, and I do enjoy getting those emails, and I respond to those emails personally. However, a recent news article just caught my attention, just came out not too long ago, and this article really is a microcosm of just how tone-deaf Washington, D.C. is, how the swamp thinks, how they believe, how they behave, how they create policy. Policy that they truly believe will be good for everyone, but in essence, it hurts people financially, and it's good for no one. And some of you may find this controversial, and I will get to those emails later in the show, but this article deserves some discussion. I didn't write the article. I didn't make the proposals. I'm just here to break it down and tell you the facts. And you can find this article yourself. It's on MarketWatch. And the headline is, people are upset. Will proposed IRA tax changes targeting the rich hurt smaller nest eggs? The article essentially begins on a discussion about a Roth IRA owned by a man named Peter Thiel, T-H-E-I-L. And this Roth IRA has a value of $5 billion. $5 billion with a B. And you may know this, but a Roth IRA, when you withdraw from a Roth IRA, it's tax-free. Tax-free. So he has $5 billion tax-free. And the politicians are going bonkers. Let me tell you about Peter Thiel. He's a co-founder of PayPal. He has a self-directed IRA that when he founded PayPal initially, he put some private shares before the company was traded publicly, $2,000 worth into his self-directed IRA. And those shares are now worth $5 billion. And politicians are going bonkers. They're upset that he made so much money that they want to make a policy change to prevent this from happening again. Even though Peter Thiel followed the rules he didn't write, he followed the laws, he legally made the investment, and the politicians can't take it. So they want to make a change, and they want to hurt everybody in doing so. You know what this is called? They're not angry. They're envious. Envy, E-N-V-Y. And those of you that know that I will tell you envy is the worst of all human emotions. The gold saying goes that there's seven deadly sins. I'll tell you, there's six deadly sins, and there's one horrible, despicable, whatever you want to call it. That's what envy is. So just to clarify, jealousy is when someone says, I want what you have. Envy is, I hate myself, I hate you, so I want you to have nothing and suffer like me. It is the worst of all human emotions, and that's what's going on here. So, into the article, these changes are offered by the Congressional Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee. The proposal would also block individual retirement accounts from certain types of investments that are usually reserved for more sophisticated investors, including stakes in private business or real estate deals, both of which I'm involved in. Now, first of all, I don't believe in self-directed IRAs. I don't think they're very effective. I did an entire show on it if you want to listen to it. If you have a self-directed IRA, I recommend you listen to it. It's my May 30th show of this year. It's called Five Issues Owning Real Estate Within a Self-Directed IRA. You can find that at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. Go to the very bottom of the screen, click on radio, go to the bottom of the screen, type in Mike Harrison. You will find this show there. So honestly, the best way to own real estate is outright with leverage. But if you own it in a self-directed IRA, my opinion, that's much better than not owning real estate at all. I will not fault you for this. I had a self-directed IRA at one time. That's how I got started investing in real estate. But there are compelling reasons why it's better to own real estate outside of the self-directed IRA. But back to the article, because that's what this article is about, to punish people with self-directed IRAs, because Peter Thiel made $5 billion. So reading on, to hold on to the IRA's tax advantages, anyone who already holds these types of investments faces a two-year window to get them out of the account, the proposal says. The provisions are aiming at financial big-timers who supposedly use retirement-related tax rules to unfairly sock away more and more wealth, but could they hit the little guy's nest egg instead? I love how they say unfairly sock away. Well, we'll continue this on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you missed the first segment of this show, you can find it at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button, you'll find this show, as well as all of our other shows and the shows from the other hosts, Al Gordon, Andy Webb, and Del Walmsley himself. LifestylesUnlimited.com. You can also find us on YouTube. We have our own channel, the Lifestyles Unlimited channel. And you can find us on your favorite podcast app on your smartphone. If you have any questions, I'm here to help you. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. In fact, later on in the show, I'm going to go through a few of those emails and try to answer your questions. And I get a lot of the same questions from folks that are considering investing in real estate or are investing in real estate now. they have a question, it's what I'm here for. I'm happy to help. But in the meantime, I'm reviewing an article from MarketWatch by Andrew Keschner, K-E-S-H-N-E-R. And the headline in the article is, "People are upset. Will proposed IRA tax changes targeting the rich hurt smaller nest eggs?" And essentially, what's going on here is one guy made $5 billion in his Roth IRA. So the politicians want to essentially make sure that doesn't happen again. They're envious. But their proposal, what they're proposing, the changes are going to crush the self-directed IRAs. This proposal will hurt ordinary people. The overwhelming majority of folks that own self-directed IRAs, and I had one myself at one time, are everyday ordinary people trying to get ahead. For every billionaire with a self-directed IRA, there are tens of millions of people like you and me. The entire concept of the self-directed IRA is because people don't want to invest in the conventional way. They don't want to buy stocks or bonds or mutual funds. They want to buy something different. So you've got to essentially form a self-directed IRA because Wall Street doesn't want you to do that. So they make it difficult for you. So you've got to create a self-directed IRA. And then you can buy businesses. You can buy real estate assets. You can buy shares in startup businesses. Legally, the rules are there. And maybe this proposal really is really behind the scenes. Maybe it's Wall Street. Maybe it is about killing the ability to invest in alternatives other than the stock market. But I think the politicians that get involved, really, they're just envious. They're envious that somebody hit it big. Let's look at what Peter Thiel did at face value. And Peter's the co-founder of PayPal, or just now tuning in. He took $2,000 in a self-directed IRA and he bought private shares of his startup, PayPal. And when you look at it, 99% of all startups fail. So what Peter really did, I'll call it gambling. Gambling. But it paid off. He hit it big. Why do we fault him for that? Do we execute the lottery winner? Do we celebrate the blackjack player that walks away from the table with $20,000? Yes, we celebrate these people. We shouldn't hate them or be upset with them. When people do well, when they make a lot of money, you know what else they do? They spend. And we all win. The economy grows. Let's not be envious of people that have done well. It's horrible. It's destructive. So these changes to essentially eliminate what self-directed IRA owners can invest in, private shares, businesses, real estate, will crush an entire industry. That's really what these proposals are. Reading on. Quote, "People want investment options, and it's too bad this could stop people from investing in great American businesses." That's a quote from Adam Bergman, founder and CEO of IRA Financial Technologies. I'm guessing that firm probably create self-directed IRAs for people. Bergman's company serves more than 28,000 accounts with approximately $4 billion in assets under management. Those assets include pre-IPO stock, real estate, cryptocurrency, precious metals, and private placements. The average account balance is $125,000, he noted. My friends, does $125,000 sound like some sort of secret billionaire making plan that needs to be eliminated? But that's exactly what the swamp's proposing. One guy does well, so let's wipe out everybody else. But that's how they think. Essentially, it's the equivalent. Let's say you have a person and this guy eats 2.5-inch thick cut prime filet mignon on a daily basis, and they don't like it. So now we need to eliminate the sales of hamburger meat to everybody. That's kind of what they're proposing. One guy made it big, so let's just destroy the self-directed IRA. Reading on. But Steven Rosenthal, senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center, says non-public investments do not belong in retirement accounts. In his view, it's a matter of fairness, tax compliance, and investor protection when it comes to retirement tax rules that for too long have already favored rich households. Quote, leveling the playing field for low-income investors. That's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Sounds like an angry person to me, this Stephen Rosenthal. Who is he to say what belongs in a retirement account and what doesn't? Again, I bet he's really working for Wall Street. The intention of these provisions is to level the playing field for low and moderate income investors. That's from a spokesperson for the Ways and Means Committee. So, there's so much in there. And why am I ranting on it? Why am I going through this? Here's the truth, my friends. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I can do 10 shows about proposed tax changes, financial changes, whose only impact will be to make people poorer. But again, I want to ask, what are you going to do about it? Why would you want to be part of a system where you can be controlled? Wouldn't you want to be part of a system where you could free yourself? I'll tell you this. If they can come after the self-directed IRA, then they will come after the traditional IRA and the 401k. And if you're in those plans, I want you to understand that. People tell me all the time when they say they don't want to invest in real estate because they consider it risky, or they use the term, I don't want to take on unnecessary risk. Yet, they continue to feed an IRA or a 401k with mutual funds and bonds and stocks. And to me, those two are what your statement, if you don't want to take unnecessary risk, and that's why you invest in IRAs or 401ks, that makes no sense. Just this article right there tells you what's the risk. They're going to give people 2 years to get out of those deals. My friends, free yourself. Take your own financial destiny into your own hands, and we'll teach you how to do it by buying rental property outside of an IRA and freeing yourself with passive income. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you have any questions about real estate investing or joining Lifestyles Unlimited, I encourage you to send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I'm going to go through some emails from our listeners, and I get them every week. I really appreciate the emails that you send me. Keep them coming. I'm not going to use anyone's name in these emails, but I do get a lot of emails that are on the same topics or same subjects. So hopefully I can help some of you out there that may have the same question. So here's one. Hi, Mike. I'm really interested in the Lifestyles program. My wife is not as enthusiastic about it as I am. She's a big Dave Ramsey fan. I was thinking about getting into a passive deal to sort of test the waters and warm her up to the possibilities within your program. Debt gives her anxiety. Where would you suggest we begin? Okay, I get a lot of emails that are right along those same lines. There's a lot there. So one, it's the typical email where one person wants to begin investing in real estate, but their partner is not. Some are dead set against it, and some are just not thrilled. He used the term, "My wife is not as enthusiastic about I am." And then they mention Dave Ramsey. So a lot of that goes together. The Dave Ramsey side teaches you that debt is bad. All debt is bad. That's a synopsis of what Dave will teach you. And he's fantastic at getting people out of debt. But after you're out of debt, then what? And so we'll teach you to use leverage, to use good debt, investment debt, to create wealth, to create passive income. Borrow, borrow, borrow is what we do. But we do it responsibly, and we do it with a plan. And we know the outcome of this investment before we even get into it. Now, let's go about the side where your partner doesn't necessarily like what you're doing. I understand that. I absolutely understand that. When I first joined Lifestyles Unlimited and came home, my wife wasn't thrilled about it either. And it's not a bad thing. It's an understanding thing, right? There's a fear of not having knowledge. And I've said it before, education will conquer fear every time. Education will conquer fear every time. So it's okay if your spouse or partner is not into it, but I would tell you that if they're dead set against it and you begin doing this and you're using, say, your future retirement funds to do something that your partner doesn't want you to do, that's not a good situation. So at the least, you do need to get permission from your partner to say, hey, here's what I'm going to do. Are you okay with it? And look, I will tell you this. Once you start investing in real estate and the checks start rolling in and the wealth grows and the passive income grows, your partner, your wife, your husband, your spouse, whoever, your best friend will come around. Trust me. When the money rolls in and the success, they see the success, they see the accomplishments of the investment, they will absolutely come around. Now, you mentioned, let's see, your exact words. I was thinking about getting into a passive deal to sort of test the waters and warm her up to the possibilities within your program. Where do you suggest we begin? So that almost sounds kind of back of the hand, like, hey, you know, I might do this. I will tell you that there's a commitment. There is a great commitment to, if you want to invest passively, to begin that path. The education piece that we require is substantial. I mean, it will take you hours, days, maybe months. It just depends on how fast you want to go along. But the education piece is crucial, because before you can invest passively into, these are syndications that we do, legally, you need to be one of two things. You need to either be accredited. And accredited means you have a net worth greater than $1 million. And if you're accredited, then essentially the SEC, the government says, you have a net worth greater than $1 million. So you obviously are smart enough to know what you're doing. You have our permission to do it. If you're not accredited, you need to be what they call sophisticated. So you can be an accredited investor or a sophisticated investor. What is a sophisticated investor? A sophisticated investor is somebody who has the education in place to understand these syndications, to understand the deal, what's involved, what's your ownership portion of it, what can you do or can you not do within this. And so our education piece, we're going to educate you whether you're accredited or not, okay? So you're going to go through our education. You're going to become passive investor certified. Again, it's going to take you a little bit of time. Then you can begin looking at these investments. You can choose one. You can choose to become a partner in the deal. But I don't want you just to kind of think that, hey, I'll throw some money into here, because you've got to get that piece in place. I will also say this. I did say that your wife will come around when the money rolls in. She'll come around when she sees the benefits on your taxes, because there are tremendous benefits to investing in real estate. If you can get her to come to some of our events, we are a community of like-minded individuals. I can't stress that enough, but any Lifestyles Unlimited member will tell you we're with like-minded people just like ourselves. She'll meet those folks. If you can take her to a road trip, take her to some case studies, she will meet these people. She will begin, she'll have questions for them, and they'll be able to answer those questions and share with her those experiences. And she will absolutely come around if you can get her involved in some of our events within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. So I hope I answered that question. Next question. Dear Mike, I'm currently a Challenge Lifestyles member and would like to transition to a Preferred member. I would like to find out if there's any education on strategic ways to transition your money from a Roth or 401k account into passive real estate investments. I am 53 years old and would like to minimize penalties and taxes. I would appreciate any information or guidance that you can give me. Okay, I get this question a lot, and this question has every piece that I want. I wanted to know the age specifically because it involves the rules of pulling your money out of your Roth or your 401k or your IRA. So this person states that they are 53 years old. They want to minimize penalties and taxes. Okay, let's take the taxes part first. You're going to pay taxes. When you pull that money out, you're going to pay taxes as if it was ordinary income. So depending on whatever tax bracket you're in, that's what you're going to get taxed on it. So if you're in the 42% and you pull any amount of money, $10,000, $100,000, $1 million, it doesn't matter, you're going to be taxed at that 42%. But here's the thing. You're going to get taxed on it no matter what. Okay, you really can't hide from the tax piece, whether you wait to pull it out when you're, according to the government, over 59 and a half years old, when they really want you to at least wait until that time to take it out. That, and I'm going to come back to the penalty on that side. But you can't hide from the tax. So you've got to overcome that portion. And look, I get it. That was big for me. I did this. It took me a while to understand and come around and actually pull money from my 401k and my IRA. And it scares a lot of people. But the taxes are the taxes. The penalty is really the part that people struggle with. And the penalty is going to be 10% if you pull it out prior to age 59 and a half. That's when the government says, hey, you shouldn't touch this money, so I'm going to penalize you. They're trying to get you to leave it in there for as long as possible. We're going to come back and finish this question on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for joining me today. My name's Mike Harrison. We're going through some email questions that I get and just reviewing a couple of these because I get a lot of the same questions from listeners along the same lines, and hopefully I can help you if you're listening to me today. But the last question that I had was, I'm currently a Challenge Lifestyles member and would like to transition to a Preferred member. I'd like to find out if there's any education on strategic ways to transition your money from a Roth or 401k account into passive real estate investments. I'm 53 years old and would like to minimize penalties and taxes. I would appreciate any information or guidance that you can give me. So we discussed the taxes in the last segment. You can't really get away from those, okay? You're going to be taxed at whatever your tax bracket is, especially if you're still working. But it just depends on how much you take out and put on top of your W-2 income. It's going to get taxed at that rate. The penalty is what I've found when I start talking to folks that people struggle with, and I had to pay the penalty myself. It's 10%. So if you're going to pull $400,000 out of your 401k, you're going to pay that penalty. You're going to pay that 10% penalty. It's going to be $40,000. But I want you to look at it like this. We have folks that get into real estate, and we make money five ways on single-family homes and six ways in apartment communities. This person wants to transition to preferred member, so I take it this person wants to invest in those apartment communities. You're going to make anything from what I see as a 5 to 12% cash-on-cash return, okay? That's your dividends coming in. So if you're able to put $100,000, you're going to get back on an annual basis anything from $5,000 to $12,000 tax-free, just the way the deal is set up. Now, what happens, depending on the deal, these deals are all shapes, sizes, forms. They're typically a value deal, which is a deep dive and may not pay you anything for 2 years, but at the end, typically will return well over 100% of your money. There's a yield deal, which is kind of, as I mentioned, that cash flow deal. And then there's hybrids in between the two. But those deals, typically, you can double your money, typically in 2 to 4 years, either through a refinance event of the property or a sale of the property. Okay, so our lead investors will take this property. They'll make it much better. They improve the business. They improve everything. They're able to raise rents. There's 28 different ways to improve an apartment community, by the way, and we can teach you that here at Lifestyles Unlimited. So they're going to improve this property. And then let's say in year four, they do a refinance and they give you back anywhere from 50 to 100% of your money. Okay. Keep in mind, you paid $40,000 penalty and you now have $360,000 to invest. And 4 years later, if you had $720,000, let's say you got 100% return in 4 years, not including the cash flow, but if you had 100% return, you'd have $720,000. Does the $40,000 penalty seem like a big deal at that time? No, not at all. Let's say I'm off and you take $360,000 and you turn it into $500,000 in 4 years. Are you still worried about the 40 grand? Look, you're tied into these 401ks and these IRAs. They are literally a millstone around your neck, and they don't want you to get out of these prior to 59 and a half. And that's why they have this penalty. I'm telling you, when the penalty's not that big of a deal, once you have the mindset change and you make the decision and you go in smartly into a real estate deal, an apartment community, and it flows, you won't think about the penalty. That'll be that something in the back of your mind that you did 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and you're smiling ever since. So yeah, it hurts at the time, but get over it. It's not that big of a deal. All right, here's an email from another listener. Mike, I have one rental house. I was rehabbing that house this time last year and did manage to get it rented during the Thanksgiving weekend. She moved in during Turkey Day holiday. Good cash flow of $440 a month. That's great. That's excellent. And so this email starts out just to kind of highlight one of the things that people always say that one of the main reasons I hear all the time is why people don't want to invest in real estate is they're scared they can't lease the property. And here's somebody saying, hey, I have one rental house and I leased it. This person moved in basically Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving weekend. If you do it the way we teach you, best product, best price, you will lease that house quickly to a good person. So this is excellent. I'll tell you, I just went through this about a month ago. I had a property come up, a long-term resident moved out, 9 days later, the new resident moved in. And the credit, this person has 806 credit. I went from one excellent resident to another excellent resident in 9 days. I was scrambling to get that make ready done, get the house cleaned up, do the touch up paint, do the landscaping, get everything touched up and super nice. Boom. That house was on the market maybe 3 days and it was leased. So don't have that fear. And this email from this listener, it's good to hear that they had that first rent house and boom, we're able to lease it. So the email continues. It says, now I'm at the point of buying another rental or moving up to the passive investing in the multifamily arena. I work as a travel nurse, so passive investing in multifamily has a certain appeal. I agree. If you're traveling a lot and you have great income, there is nothing sweeter than passive investing in multifamily deals. Understand there is, and as I mentioned earlier, the education piece is substantial, but once you get that done, if you're on the road all the time, you get deals that come across your emails. I probably have 5 or 6 opportunities on the table right now to invest in. And frankly, I'd love to invest in them all. I just don't have enough free money to invest in them all. So there are some great deals that are on the table. If you're traveling quite a bit, passive investing in multifamily has tremendous appeal. It's literally you set the investment up and then quarterly the checks roll in. So continuing on with this email, I have the cash to easily pay for the upgrade to the preferred group. I have cash sitting in the bank, $100,000. Excellent. I have a Roth IRA with a $50,000 balance. Excellent. And a well-funded 401k. Okay, so this person absolutely has the money to begin investing in multifamily. If you've got $100,000 in the bank, that's not earning you anything. What, 0.01%? I would recommend deploying. If you've got an emergency fund on top of that, get your emergency fund set up. That is where Dave Ramsey and I agree. But let's get that $100,000 into 1, 2, 3 deals, 4 deals, whatever you feel best with doing. You have the opportunity to deploy those funds as you see fit. Now, the Roth IRA, this kind of goes back to the previous email, with $50,000 balance, boom, yank that out. Pay your taxes, pay your penalty. Let's get that money into a deal. I mean, the 401k, well-funded, I would take it, probably has a balance much greater than both of those. Look at doing the same thing. Free those funds. Accept that you're going to pay taxes. It sounds like you make good money, so you're going to pay a chunk of tax. It is what it is. But again, if you can put those into these deals and double your money in 2, 3, 4 years, or even a 50% return in 2, 3, or 4 years, is still excellent. And it's much better and much safer than having it in the market. We know how the market is. It's not if, it's when. What goes up must come down. Okay, so here's the next question continuing on in this email. How long does it take for the multifamily to return the principal to the investor? There it is. That's what I'm talking about. Depending on the deal, I've seen everything from 2 to 5 years. Many deals return way over 100% during that time. I have some that are 3, some that are 4, one that will take 7 years to get that 100% back, but that's a long-term value play. And it cash flows annually. I knew what I was getting into when I signed up for that deal. I wanted a long-term value play. And again, it spits out 7% cash on cash return like clockwork. So if your question really is how long are you going to get the principal return to the investor? It depends on the deal. There's no set in stone, but I've seen 100% returns in 2 years. I've seen 300% returns in 2 years. I've seen 50% returns in 5 years. Okay. They're all different, for a reason, but you know this as you get into the asset, as you get into the investment, you have a business plan. It's all spelled out for you by the lead investor. So the next question from this listener is, what are the tax benefits for the passive investor? When you invest passively in apartment communities, they will give you for your tax return what's called a K-1. Okay, and a K-1 really is a statement, a cash flow statement of your portion. So if you're one of the investors in apartment community, and let's say you own 1% of that apartment community, and it's worth $10 million. Well, your 1%, when they depreciate it, it's going to show on this K-1 what you made, but it's also going to show a loss. So essentially, you're showing the IRS that you lost money, but you got paid on the deal. Is that beautiful or what? My name is Mike Harrison. We'll see you next week. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.